Hello, hello. This is Yvette Benton from Gerald and Yvette Ministries. Thank you for joining me. It's time for Help Me Tips and Sips. Always tell me, always declare, I'm a help meet suitable, because it helps to declare it. It helps to say it. It helps to reiterate it. I am a help meet suitable, and I'm sipping, I guess it's always not a secret, so you guys already know. So you could have expected a really big grin on my face, because guess what? I'm having caramel apple. So, sparkling water's good, tea, coffee, whatever you need. Just take some time to evaluate your being a help meet suitable. So what's the tip for the day? Well, can I just sip? Because I just don't need a reason. All right, the tip for the day. This is a good one. Yes, it's one of those tips. It's one of the tips where we got to sip. Tip, sip, sip, and then do the tip again. How do we respond? How do we respond when we're upset? How do we respond when we're sad? How do we respond to the King? Being a helpmeet, we've got to review these things. Being a helpmeet, it's difficult. Being a helpmeet, we got to stick together. So, the tip for the day, soft answer. Anyone want to take a sip just looking at the title? I mean, how do we give that soft answer? Well, I want to give you a secret. I want to give you a really, really, really good secret. So, you have to take a deep breath when you are responding with a soft answer. But here's a tip. You can't take a deep breath that looks like you're taking a deep breath. What does that mean? If my King says something to me and it makes me upset or unhappy or frustrated or angry or any of the above, I still need to be honorable. I still have to treat him like a king. I know that's hard, but this is what we're working toward. So when my King says something I don't quite like, or my King says something that makes me a little upset, I used to take a deep breath because I wanted him to know how I felt. Just taking a deep breath. And I thought that God was going to be okay with that. Can I tell you a tip? God wasn't okay with it. So I used to do this. Okay, everybody. Take a sip. Are you with me? Have you ever done that? Because that's not necessarily very suitable. It's not necessarily very royal. Not necessarily the right thing to do. But you need to take a deep breath so that you can get some time to call on Holy Spirit, get some time to calm yourself down, get some time to gather yourself. So, I have a tip for you. Now, this is a tip. You gotta try it to see if it works, but you gotta be committed. You can take a deep breath that doesn't look like a deep breath, and it won't seem like it's disrespect. No sucking your teeth, no getting an attitude, because this is the key. You have to remember, your husband or your king did not ask you to give a soft answer. God asked you to give a soft answer. See, this is not about whether they deserve it, whether you think it's okay, whether they just did something that upset you. The word of God said, a soft answer turns away wrath, and grievous words stir up anger. So God wants us to give a soft answer, because he wants us to turn away wrath. God says that grievous words stir up anger. That's not what we're looking for as a helpmeet suitable. So remind yourself, this is what God wants. This is what God asked. And you can do it. So everybody practice. Take a deep breath and smile and give him a soft answer. Can you do it? I'm waiting. Did you practice? Some of y'all are practicing and you just cracked up laughing. Guess what? That's about the best thing you can do. Laughter is like a medicine. Laughter is like a medicine. I will give a soft answer. You can do it. I'm telling you, you can do it. Because a soft answer turns away the wrath. And then now we have communication that can work. Communication that's going to assist you. So keep working on it. Take a deep breath so you can allow Holy Spirit to lead you and guide you in your communication so you can make sure grievous words are not coming out and declare, I will give a soft answer. Help meet suitables. Help meets that are suitable. They give a soft answer. All right. For your help meet tip, because your help meet tip today is, I'll give a soft answer. And when you're looking at that tip, you're going to reflect. Yesterday, did I give a soft answer? Today, did you give a soft answer? How am I doing? How can I reflect on how I give a soft answer? You can do it. I know you can do it. So thanks for joining me for the tip of the day. Thanks for joining me with the sip of the day, caramel apple. So who has trouble giving a soft answer and is going to try to take their deep breath with a smile? That's right. Declare it. I will give a soft answer. Make the declaration. Make the effort. You can do it. Now let me tell you, if you're not around your husband or you haven't met your husband yet because God hasn't sent your king, you practice this with anyone. Practice it on your job. Practice it with kids. Practice it with friends. Practice in the mirror. Exactly. Because sometimes this takes a little practice. But definitely got to put in the effort. You will not become a helpmeet suitable without a whole lot of work. But let me tell you, it's worth it. So, I'm Yvette Benton. Thanks for joining me with Helpmeet Sips and Tips, or Tips and Sips. I'm the author of Help for the Help Me. Well, thanks for joining me. And you'll get information on our counseling. I do one-on-one counseling with Help Meets. It's really more of a counseling versus coaching or a combination. I have a master's degree in counseling. But really what I do with Help Meets a lot of times in one-on-ones is I coach them in conversation, coach them in getting past the hurt, coach them and counsel them and getting past the trauma so they can be help meet suitable. Get past everything that's causing you to give a hard answer. You can do it. You can do it. So I'm Yvette Benton. Go to GeraldandYvette.com. I'm a help meet suitable. And I'm declaring you're a help meet suitable too. Go to GeraldandYvette.com. Let's be help meet suitable together. We're going to work it out. Take a deep breath and keep on smiling because a soft answer turns away wrath.